It's Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, sponsored by ProTire Sales and Service, also fueled by Kubota. Today we're profiling Mark Foster with Jacques Bray Farms. Mark, thank you for your time.
For people who may not be familiar with Jacques Bray Farms, maybe give us a quick rundown on some of the things that you produce.
Jacques Bray Farms today has four pillars of business, if you will. Firstly, we have the dairy farm that operates Munster. My sister runs the dairy farm, manages all the day-to-day there, does a fabulous job of that. So about 120 cows milking and all their replacements there on that site. And then we have a cash crop component to our business. So corn, soybeans, wheat, grass, hay, alfalfa, some for our own use, some for sale. I guess there would be the custom services side, so custom spraying, custom planting, custom combining, small amount of trucking, but really the trucking is just to support the rest of the operations. And then our DeKalb business, which basically looks like us wholesaling, helping our customers with a purchase of seed for their own use on their farm. So, you'll come to me and say, I want to plant these acres of corn on my farm. Our team will help you get set up with the right seed, to meet your goals. We're very lucky to have a lot of really good customers from kind of Highway 43 right up to Renfrew County. So have a really great team on the DeKalb side that supports the customers and that. So that's our business in a nutshell.
From your perspective, how long have you been kind of leading the way with Jacques Bray Farms?
Well, I wouldn't say I lead the way. I'm part of leading the way, part of the team that leads the way. But yeah, from a management standpoint, my mom, my dad are still very involved in the business. Myself, my sister, and our spouses, Katie and Al, we've got some really good team members that keep things rolling. And without them, nothing happens.
So you have a bit of experience in terms of passing a farm down through the family from your folks. I'm curious kind of how maybe the operation has grown since you've moved into more of a leadership role alongside the rest of the family.
I guess I always had a vision that we to be big enough to compete, and that maybe in some ways drove that bus. You know, we wanted to be able to pay employees what they were worth and have a good team around us. The succession part is a key part to that. Myself and Mindy, we were very lucky in the fact that, mom and dad said we've kind of done our job here and want to continue to support you guys, but we also maybe don't want the responsibility that we have had for all these years. So it creates sort of a stagnant effect in the business in some ways, right? So got to give it to my mom and dad for having a lot of forethought, right? And wanting to see the business move forward. And, I hope we're doing a good job.
I imagine, having that launch pad and having that guidance around you as you kind of take on more and more, that must have been a great benefit for you. I'd like to ask a bit about how the family has grown since you've taken over and how they've kind of been integrated into things.
So I got three kids, 14, 12, and 10, and Mindy's got two. And, certainly they have their roles. Mine seem to really like sports, which is great. They're learning teamwork and meeting a whole ton of people. So got to give them that. But, certainly Mindy has found jobs for my oldest in the past, feeding calves or whatever it be, right? It's a little different than it was when we were kids, right? I mean, when I was a kid, heck, we were cleaning out the barn with my Tonka trucks, right? And Mindy was around all the time too. And so it is a little different. I do find that, but certainly no, they're with us every day, doing something.
Have any of them maybe taken a shine to some of the operations on the farm?
I got one lad that's really good on a forklift. And I know it seems like an odd job for the farm, but like forklifts are busy here most days. So it's he'll unload trucks and whatever. Mindy's girls are really involved at the dairy farm, just being with her all the time, right? So, we'll stay tuned on that. But certainly there'll be opportunity for them if they choose that's the case. But I think for me, the big thing is looking down the road is not necessarily, they have to do this or they have to do that, but that if there is a successor, it be the right person for that job, right? You got to love it or you're not going to make much of it.
And kind of on that note, in terms of kind of passing the farm down, you do have a few years because, your oldest is a mid-teen at this point, so there's time to work on things. But have there been any kind of future planning sessions to see what a succession would look like to the next generation?
No, we're not there yet. The kids are still pretty young for that, but look forward to those opportunities when they come and that. And what I would say, back to the succession pieces, it's a moving target. It's not like it's set in stone and has to be that way for 50 years. I mean, we got some work to do now on it, right? And we did it, I think, about 10 years ago or something like that, maybe 15. All of a sudden, 10 years is gone. Right. And all of a sudden things are different. Things are busier. Things are bigger. The numbers are bigger. You really got to be able to look at it and say, well, that did make sense. That doesn't make sense. Now what does make sense? And just kind of, you know, move along with it. Right.
Time's certainly flying at Jacques Brey Farms. Mark Foster, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And remember, you can listen to all of our Growing Up on the Farm features on our website. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.